It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our mind. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a free gift every week.
Oh, I'm supposed to say something here.
Warning! Side effects may include jock...
Go ahead, do it, because I
can't. Popularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 minutes.
Warning, Mary might forget what she's talking about. Dude.
That's okay. I'm on the ball.
Thank you. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Thank you, Gene, for coming to my rescue. And you know what? I'm gonna come at you right now with a word of the day.
Please.
Blossom.
Blossom. Oh my goodness.
Blossom.
Great word.
I have two cool things, and this should take you back to 1990s. Blossom Russo was an intelligent and spunky teenager. She had her own little sitcom. Mm-hmm. But the blossom I'm actually talking about is the flowering part of a plant or tree that will form the seeds or the fruit.
Sure.
Synonyms for blossom include bloom and flower, which takes us right into our topic of the day, which is flowers. All right, kick it off. Flowers.
Well, flowers. How fun. I like flowers. Oh, every day I have different favorites.
I love it. What's your favorite today?
Today, I think probably the periwinkles are holding out for the winter. And I did have a couple of big, pretty pink roses in the garden this week. So
I saw a picture of one of your roses and it was beautiful. I have a cool little flower story for you. I have these little, I don't know what they are. I think they may be a version of a dandelion. They could also just have dandelion type seeds. There's some kind of little puff flower with a little pom-pom of the seeds. These particular ones in my yard are fuchsia color.
Yes.
Beautiful little tiny flowers. Well, a couple of days ago, I was pulling weeds in my yard. Some of the grass had grown over the driveway and wasn't really enough for Curtis to pull out the weed eater. So I just pulled the grass off the edges and I'm dragging my little trash can around. And one of the neighbors stopped and said, you know, my neighbors love to catch me when I'm in the middle of a work zone and I'm in the zone and they want to stop and visit, which is fine. We were talking about things in the neighborhood and some of the things that we were doing and keeping our social distance. And then all of a sudden their little girl runs over. She's a youngster. She came running over and she stopped and she's looking up at me. And then all of a sudden she looks down and like a little hawk, she zones in on one of these little purple flowers. And I thought she was going to pick the flower. Nope. She was trying to capture the bee that was on the flower. And when the bee got away from her, she got a little upset.
Oh no.
Yeah. She was like, come back, come back. And then she goes whistling for the bee. I said, is she whistling for the bee to come back? And they said, yeah, that's what she does. So she whistled for the bee. And then all of a sudden she's flapping her arms out and going bees. She was having a grand time chasing this bee. And that's what she did after these little purple flowers.
Those are amazing little flowers. Some of my favorite.
They're beautiful. I love to watch the butterflies sit down on them softly. We have a lot of flowers that are coming into bloom, not in the too distant future. We'll have some crepe myrtles, and my dragon fruit always attracts bees.
Now, this is my first year to have a dragon fruit that might blossom. I just got one from a friend that gave me a little piece that has started now. And well, it started last year, but it's really going to town.
You know,
so
when
I'm going to see.
When we first moved into the house, there was a very mature dragon fruit on the property. It was just this big, gigantic prickly vine, and it wasn't particularly attractive. I didn't like it.
Right.
It was just climbing to the sky. It looked like a cactus to me, and it did absolutely nothing. No flowers, no fruit, no excitement. So after the end of the first full season, we'd been here for a year, I walked over to it and I said, you know, that lady told me that you're a dragon fruit. I haven't seen much but the dragon. Not too interested. So if you don't want me to pull you up by the roots and throw you away, I suggest you start blooming. Do something to make me be convinced to keep you. Within 6 months, it put out one beautiful little flower And I got one little dragon fruit. So I walked over back to it the next season. I said, impressed by your tenacity. I appreciate that. You're not going to die today, but come on, you can do better than one fruit. Well, I cannot keep up with the dragon fruit now. It is blooming like crazy. Every time I turn around, there's not just one or two. There's a dozen fruits on there. It's showing me that it's the boss, I suppose.
Well, you know, I know that it works to talk to your plants in general, and flowers are no different.
Exactly.
I always get out and talk to them, tell them how pretty their blossoms are, because they like to hear that, just like everybody does, you know?
Yeah. I have a poinsettia that was given to me. It's not as glamorous as it was when it was given to me a year ago. Mm-hmm. I was out there just yesterday and I looked at it and I said, you know what? You have a lot of potential. And I appreciate you for the little bit that you're showing me right now. I guess you need a break. So that telling me that I need to get out there and do a little more loving on it. I need to scratch around in the roots, make sure there's no weeds in it, make sure it has plenty of water.
Yeah.
And it will definitely show me what it's got. Flowers are, they're wonderful for many reasons. They have a great fragrance that sometimes we can't smell, but the bees can, and the butterflies and mm-hmm. the bats and the little hummingbirds and other insects that we might not think of as pollinators, mm-hmm. but are.
Yep. And, you know, I had a new plant in my garden last year that I'd never heard of. That was some sort of like related to a carrion plant. And it put out it looked kind of like a little cactus, a funny looking little cactus. And it put out this great big floppy star-shaped blossom, this flower on it, and it stank like dead rotten flesh meat, and it was yucky. And I thought, well, that's the first thing I'd seen in person, anything like that, and it didn't have bees around it at all, but the flies were there, and it was actually had little flies coming for the stinky smell.
So they were pollinating it and probably other things.
Stinky
as well.
Flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what color was that?
This one was kind of a cream color with like darker brown stripes, maybe.
Yeah.
I also got another new flower when I moved to this location, something called a frangipani.
Yeah, I know. I've seen those.
And the thing that's so interesting, they call them like Hawaiian flowers. They're very tropical. But what's interesting is they're known for their blossoms being long lasting, because they just last and last. And I read on the internet, people like to float them in pools for decoration, float in a swimming pool, but that they have a real strong smell, I guess, aroma, and they're real pretty and colorful, and the bees and F all go there, but there's no pollen, there's no nectar. They just pollinate there. They go there and there's no reward.
So they have to pick up
the pollen and move on. And so I thought that was pretty interesting.
That's kind of a trick.
Well, they, some sort of symbiotic relationship, I guess.
Well, yeah. Then even if all they do is create a little bit of beauty for your yard,
there's definitely
something to it.
Sure. Well, you know, and the bees might all know about it after they've done it. They might all like, yeah, you heard about Joe. Yeah, he got tricked this. Yeah, you know. Yeah, I remember when you got tricked that time. Yeah, they got me good.
You know, I don't know that bees have time to do that kind of gossip, because they have a very short lifespan and they are spent busy, busy, busy.
They really do focus, yes.
I would imagine genetically, the genetic encoding, though, would let one generation of bees know that one may or may not be the same. What about some of these hibiscus flowers? They're and mimosas, those are really pretty.
Yes, like fluffy,
yeah,
fuzzies.
I have a little anecdote I could share with you about wisteria.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, beautiful.
Beautiful and fragrant, and the bees love it. When I was about 12, I was in the fifth grade, I remember. Might not have been quite 12. I saw some older girls wearing wisteria behind their ear. They looked so exotic. And I thought, I can do that. I'm going to get me some and put behind my ear when I go home. So that day after school, I went home, broke off a piece of wisteria, and I was very careful. I shook it out to make sure there were no bees in it. And I examined it, no bees, put it behind my ear and stuck it in my hair and went on home. As soon as I got inside the house, something was wrong. And I started screaming. So my older brother told me to be quiet, and I wouldn't, of course. I'm standing there stomping my feet, screaming my eyes out, and he slaps me hard. Well, thank God he slapped me on the side where my ear was, where the wisteria was, and the bee fell out. There, a bee had followed me into the house because of the scent, climbed into my ear, and stung me.
Ouch.
And yeah, it was ouchy, all right. My brother felt terrible for hitting me, but because he hit me, he was able to kill the bee, which I know is a bad thing too, but that bee was not going to let go.
Bee in my ear is getting out of there or killed.
Yeah, and it wasn't leaving anytime soon. So my brother didn't know. He just knew that I was freaking out. I was not being quiet. And so therefore, he needed to do something. Ended up, I almost died because the doctor that my mother took me to overdosed me on Benadryl or something.
Oh,
yeah, it was fun times. Fun times.
Well, you know, it could really be, the stings can really be very serious for folks. I've known people that have told me that they have to carry like an antidote with them.
Because
they're so allergic. Not really. I've been pretty lucky. I've never been too scared of them, and I've only been stung a couple times maybe in my life by wasps, but...
Wasps are a different creature.
Yeah,
especially bees, those hornets. Bees are very typically gentle. They're single-minded. They want to do what they want to do, and they want to be left alone. And that reminds me about the last time you and I were at Bountiful Farms, there was a bee sitting on your knee for a good 10, 15 minutes, just chilling out.
Yeah, we were both sitting in the sun getting warm.
Yeah, it was a cool day, and the sunshine was really nice.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm looking here. It's guess we need to get out of here. Well, listen, everybody, we're glad that you chose to take a break with us today, and we look forward to hearing from you online. Please visit beunique.org and check out all of our shows.
That's beunique.org. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.